This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 29th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Johnny Cakes Auville's here.
What's up? What's up, everybody?
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. We'll have our weekend parlay a little bit later. We can sprinkle in college football games for the first time in many, many months.
Yummy.
So that'll help. Inching towards the start of the NFL season. Of course, big NFL news yesterday. Jerry Jones pulled the trigger. Traded Micah Parsons.
Yeah. Crazy. Stunner.
I was stunned when I heard that. I was at a Holy Cross. The daughter had a scrimmage. I'm waiting to get my car, and the athletic director comes up, and he goes, "You hear about Micah?" I go, "What?" He goes, "Yeah, they did it. Traded him to Green Bay. Unbelievable."
Not very often that superstars are traded in their prime, but it happened yesterday. Dallas gets a minimal return, I think. Two first-round picks and Kenny Clark.
Yep. It's a lot of questions.
They just didn't want to pay Micah Parsons the required price tag, and they shipped him out of there.
They just got into like an ego thing, I guess.
It was definitely an ego thing. Because remember, Jones thought that they had a deal done in the spring.
Right.
Because he was negotiating only with Parsons and not his agent. And that came back, and that bit him in the ass. So it's a big risk. I understand there were salary cap implications for Jones if he would have paid him, but man, that's a guy that you can't lose. He's the number one in his 4 years career, his 4 year career. He's been number one in the league all 4 years in pressure percentage.
Right.
Yeah. To me, he's the number one defensive player. Like, there might be others that are in the conversation and I don't watch everybody closely, but we see him twice a year. He's the biggest game wrecker.
He's a guy
in
where
the league.
He's a guy where you might look at the price tag and balk for a second, but then you have to come back to reality and realize he's a megastar, and he deserves that money. We have to pay him that money.
I guess.
If you're a Cowboys fan, like I guess you're irate today. I would think like you're just beside yourself that your best player got traded away.
Yeah, I mean, there are three positions that you really can't trade. You can't trade a franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You can't trade a top receiver.
Right.
And you can't trade a freaking stud edge rusher.
They're
just too important.
Stunning. This shows you what happens when bad ownership has infested your team.
Tell you who's happy
about
it.
That's what happened to Dallas.
Dan Quinn's happy. Cliff Kingsbury's happy.
Oh, yeah.
Jaden Daniels is happy.
You still got to play him in week two, though.
True.
Hopefully.
But you don't have to face him twice a year. The Eagles are happy.
I know.
Giants are happy.
You'll play him every once in a while. Maybe
Micah Parsons is happy.
Oh, yeah.
He signed a monstrous deal.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't think it was a minimal haul. Now, the Green Bay Packers picks are going to be
late first
rounders. Yeah. Goodness.
But you get two first round picks. It's not nothing.
Okay, they're first-round picks that are probably going to be 23 to 26 range.
You're not going to get a Micah Parsons out
and
of
and a mediocre defensive tackle. I'm sorry, that's not the haul that you should get.
The defensive tackle.
For a Hall of Fame-type player.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be able to do better.
He's a run stopper, I get it. He's not a pass rusher, but you're not getting Micah Parsons back.
Man, I actually feel bad for Dallas fans. Like, what do they have to root for this season?
Dak Prescott? C.D. Lamb.
Okay, but I mean, they're going to have to score 30-plus points a game to have a chance to win.
Yeah, I'm not at that point where I feel bad for them.
Oh, I don't feel bad for them. Maybe I overstepped my bounds, but it's just a bad franchise to root for at this point.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, I constantly talk about, anytime you talk about Dallas, oh my God, we got to play Micah. Like, to me, he's literally the single most dangerous player on defense. It's just what he can do. I just can't believe that they moved him.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Green Bay is going to have an edge rusher. I saw somebody tweet out that, by their opinion, they have the best quarterback in their division, the best pass rusher in their division, the best safety in their division, and they were talking about the talent they have. I think I'm missing a position. What else do they have that's the best? But they're going to be a really good team. They were good last year. You add Micah Parsons. We're going to talk to Steve Zabin, who, of course, we know here locally, but he's been doing a show in Milwaukee for years. He does the Zabe and Butch show on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee.
At some point, he became a massive Packers fan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He defected. Yeah, he did defect.
So we'll talk to him at 6:40.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got much better.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they got much better. Not just to contend for the division now. They think they can contend for a Super Bowl.
But thank God we don't have to see him twice a year. Remember last year we had to actually take Jaden out of the game because Michael was single-handedly potentially going to kill him.
Yeah.
You remember that? We had to take him out after half.
He destroys quarterback.
Now the biggest.
He's averaged 13 sacks a year for 4 years.
And week four, Green Bay goes to Dallas.
Mm.
Sunday Night Football. You think that's not going to be?
The ratings are going to be absurd.
Just a bonanza.
I guarantee you that second opinion that Parsons is getting on his back, he's going to clear that.
Oh, yeah,
he was jumping up and down. I saw.
Yeah,
now
his back seemed fine yesterday.
The biggest Dallas Cowboys fans we know in the media world is Skip Bayless. Here's Skip's reaction to the trade.
Finished playing golf. Just heard the news about Micah Parsons gone to Green Bay. And my gut reaction, as you might guess, is good riddance and good luck, Green Bay, because you just overpaid for the overhyped Micah Parsons, who will never be able to live up to that money, especially in Green Bay, where I don't think he'll ever be happy living. I have said this for months on end. He wrecked games in his rookie year, but the league figured him out. The league caught up. He's just not consistently impactful. For the last 3 years, he has driven me crazy, leaving me wanting more, especially in that home playoff game against the Green Bay Packers.
Man, he sounds like he's just saddled up to Jerry Jones. Kissing Jerry Jones's ass.
Mm. I think you
company man.
If you look at all the comments, a lot of Cowboy fans are very happy.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the national thing is to make Jerry look stupid. Jerry's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. A lot of Cowboy fans they don't want to pay that amount of money. And you get two first round draft picks back. It's not like it's already decided Packers won the deal and the Cowboys are going to be losers forever. You got to wait how these things play out sometimes.
That's fair.
Well, I mean,
I will say what Skip said, when the Ravens, see, I don't watch much of Micah because, you know, the Ravens are in their division, and I don't see him that much. I see all the highlights and everything, but I was butt scared of him when the Ravens went to go play in Dallas on Thanksgiving or Christmas, and didn't do anything.
You guys handled him
barely on the field. Mm-hmm. It looked like they ran it right at him too, and did nothing.
Well, against us, and when I see him, he is unreal. He's the best defensive player I think I've ever seen.
He's a pass rusher. He's, you know, he's not going to stop the run.
Yeah,
he's number one in the league in pass in pressure.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
Well, literally ghost on the field.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, good
maybe,
on them.
Maybe for 17 games every week, he's not going to play like that. But he's averaging 13 sacks a year.
Yeah, I mean,
there's a reason the Packers are going to pay him $45 million a year, and trade for 2 first-round picks.
I don't know what I would have done, you know, if I had a gun to my head like that, and they, you know, you got to pay him $48 million or trade. I don't know what I would have done in that situation, but I'm just thankful he's out of the division.
Yeah, don't have to face him twice per season. Yeah. So they will be facing him in week two on a short week.
And I know he's not there for tackles, but his tackles have gone down every season since his rookie season.
Uh-huh. Maybe that's a little what Bayless is referring to. I don't know.
He's been pretty consistent with pressuring the quarterback, but maybe his complete game hasn't been there, and there have been games when he's been silenced. Nope. Against Washington, he was loud.
Oh, my God. So we had to take our guy out. We had to take Jaden out, or he's going to kill him, if you remember.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, we're like, why are we taking him out? Why are we taking him out? Because he was running for his life right before the playoffs.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we'll see if it works out for Green Bay. I mean, and obviously Jerry Jones is claiming that they're going to be a better team because of the deal. And, you know, Drab, you know, good point. I mean, you got to wait to see who these first round picks are. But you're most likely getting
the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl this year? Probably not.
No.
Right? They have too many holes. They weren't ready. You can't just always pay everyone. I mean, Mike is making more money than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. You know, there's a salary cap.
Well, temporarily.
There is a salary
Patrick
cap.
Patrick Mahomes is going to pass him probably in the next year when his deal gets redone.
I'm just saying, they give him an absurd amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And look, Jones can also be criticized for giving Dak Prescott $62 million a year.
Right.
I mean, Dak Prescott has done nothing in the postseason in his career. It's zero. Mm-hmm. So that's another reason why they haven't won a Super Bowl, because their quarterback, who they pay outrageous amounts of money, the biggest in the league in terms of per year salary, hasn't done anything.
If you want to chime in,
he's got to get criticized for something.
You can always call us at 1-800-636-1067. That's the same number for the Junkies text line, sponsored by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank, proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender. Pack show. We got Steve Zabin joining us coming up at 6:40. We'll get the Green Bay Packers perspective. Sam Fortier from the Washington Post is going to join us now. He's a columnist. He wrote about Jim Irsay and his relapse into drug addiction before his death. So we'll talk to Sam Fortier. We'll get the Dallas Cowboys perspective from Gavin Dawson, host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. And then Bill Roth, play-by-play voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies. He'll join us at 9:45. That's all right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll talk to our pal Steve Zabin coming up at 6:40.
Yeah.
Get the Green Bay Packers perspective. They're probably thinking Super Bowl now. They probably were thinking that before. They like Jordan Love. They like their team. They're the youngest team in the NFL.
They like Josh Jacobs. They just drafted Matthew Golden to help the offense at wideout.
Mm-hmm.
Got to like the pieces there. Tough division, but... That's a huge ad, obviously, getting Micah Parsons.
Yeah. And look, people are on both sides in terms of how they view it. So we'll see what
Zay says. I'm just thankful they did it. Thank God.
So happy that he's gone.
So happy. Yeah.
Our NFL Talk on the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We are less than a week until the start of the NFL season. Mm-hmm. But, of course, college football is in full gear, especially this weekend. You had some games last night. Let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
Yeah, man. College football started last week. There's only five games, but week one officially started last night at 5:30 when Boise traveled to South Florida. And Boise... came into the game ranked 25, go down to South Florida. South Florida hasn't beaten a ranked team since 2016. But, man, this
bloodletting.
This was not good for Boise. I thought they looked horrible, especially defensively. They couldn't tackle. Byron Brown, who's South Florida's quarterback, was kind of running all over him. Boise fumbled three times, including one time when they were kind of driving. I think he fumbled inside the 20, their running back. Maddox Mattson, their quarterback, struggled. He's very small. A couple of the receivers were dropping balls. But, man, South Florida just destroyed Boise, 34-7.
It was also a fake punt.
Fake punt went for a touchdown.
For a
45-yarder.
Yep.
Turnovers will get you because the yardage in the game is almost identical, 378 to 372. You look at some of the statistics, and they favor, at least offensively, Boise.
Yeah.
But turnovers will get you.
Boise statistically was in it, but... just on the field, you could tell they weren't a good match for South Florida. I mean,
last year, of course, they were driven by Genty.
Byron Brown's a big kid. I mean, he's a big, strong running back, dual threat. You know, won't necessarily kill you with his arm, but he can run, man. And they couldn't tackle him.
Mm.
It was like trying to tackle a tight end.
I had the game on. I just couldn't believe it was so out of hand.
Yeah,
blowout. Just think of their game plans last year. Just give the ball to Genty, right? And he'd go for 150, 200 yards. Their leading running back yesterday at 44.
Yeah. That's a bit of a drop-off from him to a guy who was, what, 6th overall pick
in
the NFL draft?
Rutgers squeaks over Ohio Ohio's quarterback, Parker Navarro, was going against him in college fantasy last night. He had a bomb game. He had three passing touchdowns, also ran for 93 yards and a touchdown.
Thankfully, I auto-drafted him. Or I should say, the computer auto-drafted
him. Oh, you had
him
so you had him starting?
Yeah. Yeah. So I got butt lucky.
He had a big game.
Had a big one.
But Rutgers comes out on top. They win at home 34-31. NC State beat ECU 24-17. NC State's got a running back, Hollywood Smothers. Had 78 yards and a touchdown, but keep an eye on him. He's really good. Central Florida squeaked over Jacksonville State 17-10. Yeah, they were a big favorite over Jacksonville State. Delaware beats DeSean Jackson, Delaware's first year in FBS. They beat him 35-17. Also, Michael Vick lost his first game as coach of
Towson.
Norfolk.
My Towson Tigers took care of them.
They lose to Towson.
Smacked them around a bit.
It was what, 27-7?
27-7.
Something like that, yeah. Let's see. Duke pounded Elon. Duke's quarterback, who's getting paid a lot of money, Darian Mensah, who's a transfer from Tulane, had a big game, 390 yards, three touchdowns. But he's getting all kinds
so
of
Duke
money.
Has a quarterback whose last name is Mensah?
Yes.
Okay.
How much money
that
is he getting?
That makes sense.
I heard it was something crazy, somewhere in the 8 to 10 million range.
What? For how many seasons?
A Duke quarterback?
Well, I mean, NIL plus what you can pay. Yeah.
That is absurd.
I know. It's nuts.
I thought I read that Arch is making, what, $6.3 million? That's what I saw for this season.
Yeah.
I thought he was even making a little bit more.
So you'd much rather be a quarterback at Duke than be a third string quarterback in the league right now.
And that's what I read. Yeah. I mean, who knows what actually is getting paid out, but he's getting paid in the millions. Mensah is. Let's see.
Sam Hartman's probably trying to see if he still has eligibility.
Yeah, go back to school. Go back to Notre Dame.
Nebraska squeaks over Cincinnati. Cincinnati covers, but Nebraska wins by 3. Cincinnati was driving to possibly win the game, but their quarterback throws an interception in the end zone with about 30 seconds left. So, you know, they would have at least kicked a field goal or had an attempt to kick a field goal to tie it. But Nebraska wins 20-17. Wisconsin beats Miami, Ohio 17-0. Billy Edwards, who of course transferred from Maryland to Wisconsin.
Was he like a ninth year senior or something? I mean, my God.
He's been around, but he had to leave the game because his leg buckled.
Ooh.
On a non-contact play.
Oh, no.
Oh, feel for him.
Now, he did walk off the field, but yeah, he had to leave the game. But they win 17-0. They beat Miami of Ohio. So, got a bunch of games tonight. I think there's 11 or 12 tonight. I don't know. Probably the biggest game. There's a couple interesting games. Georgia Tech's going to go to Colorado. Now, Deion doesn't have his son anymore. So, this is the first time he's going to be coaching a different quarterback.
Georgia Tech actually a favorite on the road.
Georgia Tech is.
So who are they playing? Are they playing a freshman or a transfer?
No, it's transfer. So Caden Salter is their quarterback, who's a smaller dude who transferred from Liberty, played 4 years at Liberty.
Okay.
But some people think he kind of regressed at Liberty in terms of, you know, his statistics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens. Colorado has a stud freshman quarterback. I think his name is Juju Lewis. I think it's Julian Lewis or Juju Lewis, who was a highly recruited quarterback. So don't be surprised if you end up seeing him at some point this year. But Salter is the starter, at least for the beginning of the season. Georgia Tech's got a really good dual threat quarterback. Haynes King had 11 rushing touchdowns last year. Jamal Haynes, their RB, is really good too. So they can really score, especially in the run game. So this will be interesting. Georgia Tech is favored. I think it's by 3.5 or 4.5.
4.5 is what I see.
So they can do a good missing link just with Georgia Tech players. Jamal Haynes King.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I saw Deion getting interviewed about home games in Colorado and him lamenting that in the second quarter it smells like weed. Said he was surprised.
Especially at Colorado.
Yes. Yeah.
It smells like weed everywhere. It's trifling.
Well, there was a tennis player at the U.S. Open that was...
He was definitely complaining about it.
I think it was Rude.
It was Christian Rude, right.
Yeah, it was Rude.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got some interesting games tonight. Auburn is at Baylor. Auburn's quarterback is Jackson Arnold, who's transferred in a couple different times. He was at Oklahoma. They're going to play at Baylor tonight. Auburn's a slight favorite, 1.5. And then, of course, this weekend, I mean, you've got some monster games.
12 o'clock.
Right out of the gate.
Not wasting any time.
Right out of the gate. Let's just talk about some of these top 25 matchups, first of all. You got LSU Clemson. That's 7:30.
That's a big
down at Clemson.
Like that.
Yep, that's going to be interesting. Clemson's a 4.5-point favorite. That's an ABC game. My my buddy's daughter is a freshman at Clemson, and he's driving down. Well, he might be on the road right now. Actually, no, he's not driving. He's flying. I'm sorry, he's flying. But he was talking to some people down there. 7:30 game. You know, what time does tailgate start?
Noon.
10:30 a.m.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
You're going to be feeling
it. You better pace yourself if you're starting tailgating at 10 or 10:30 for LSU, 7:30 kick.
By the way, LSU has not won a season opener since Joe Burrow was there, the year they won the national championship. Mm. So that's been, 6 years?
Yep. I just learned that the number 18 was the thing there at LSU. I guess dating back to Matt Mauk, that if you get the number 18, you are the dog. You're the number one leader. Oh, and I think Nussmeier got it.
Oh, okay. Great. Nussmeier got it. Okay. Yeah. So that'll be an interesting game. But of course, the game you were talking about, Texas, Ohio State, 12 o'clock on Fox. Noon kick.
Hold on. What time?
Noon.
Noon.
Yeah. We get to watch the big noon kickoff before that with the new lineup.
Yeah.
Portnoy part of it.
Yeah.
No, Portnoy's not going to be there.
He's not going to be there.
Because of the.
They basically banned him from being at Ohio State. Yeah. It's a big controversy.
He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah.
So where's he going to. Is he going to participate in the broadcast remotely?
I don't think so. I don't know if that's going to be the case.
They can't
or not,
just let them dictate like that. They got to have him on the broadcast somehow.
Maybe. But I guess he's not.
About to zoom in.
Barred from the campus.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's good publicity.
And I saw that ESPN added the Bussin' with the Boys guys. I saw that yesterday.
Okay.
Did you see that?
I did not.
So everybody's getting their Will Compton and Taylor Lewan. And then, of course, they still have McAfee.
Yeah. So it'll be cool.
I think tomorrow's the Lee Corso.
Corso's his last game.
Tribute.
Yes.
Whatever.
It's his send-off.
Yeah.
I saw Kirk Herbstreit crying. Some clip talking about Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still bringing his dog to everything? He's got a new dog
Herbstreit?
Now. Yeah.
Because
then one dog died, right?
I would assume he's bringing the dogs.
Didn't one of them die?
Yeah. Yes.
And then he's got another one?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he's bringing the dog. But it's at Ohio State, so we'll see. Let's see what else. Obviously, you know, Bama at Florida State. That's a 3:30 ABC game.
Seems like a big one,
this
too.
This is interesting because Florida State was so bad last year. After getting shunned for the college football playoff the year before that.
And Alabama, 9-4, that doesn't sit very well with the Bama fans after Nick Saban.
No. And then, they've got this kid, Ty Simpson, who's their quarterback. We'll see. I've heard he's doesn't have a strong arm. It's an okay arm. But DeBoer's got to bring his guys in, and this is a big game. They're a pretty big favorite, almost 2 touchdowns over Florida State. But either way, I mean, if Bama loses at Florida State, man, that looks bad, especially when you're a top-10 team losing to a team that won 2 games
last
year.
That's a tough way to start the season for
DeBoer. And then Florida State under Norvell, after what happened last year, bad season. If you lose, especially if you lose badly, doesn't look good. So whoever loses this game, going south real quick. Let's see. There's some unbelievable games. There really is.
By the way,
Virginia Tech
Florida State gets a nice breather after they host Alabama. They host Texas A&M, East Texas A&M, not Texas A&M, and Kent State.
Right.
So they're taking a 2-week break after facing.
Well, win this game, and pound those nubbers in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks before you get into conference play.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech will play at South Carolina, but against South Carolina in Atlanta. That's the Sunday 3 o'clock kick. We're gonna have our good friend Bill Roth on later in the show to kind of preview that game. This is a big year for Brent Pry and the entire coaching staff. He brought in 2 new coordinators. This is also a big year, in my opinion, for Whit Babcock, their AD, because Virginia Tech has really struggled, not just in the NIL, and not just in football. They've struggled in basketball.
Why don't you ship them some extra chips, Jason? Why don't you dig in your pockets and help out that
NIL
collective?
I gave them a lot of money over 6 years.
I could do the same for Maryland. I haven't sent them a dime. Probably should.
And Lenora Sellers, the quarterback for South Carolina, he's a stud, could be a first-round pick next year. So this will be a tough out for Virginia Tech. They're 7.5-point dogs, totals 51.5.
And Carolina's no joke, ranked top 15.
What time is that game?
3 o'clock Sunday.
You'll be at Nats Park.
Oh, that's Sunday. Oh.
Yeah. And then Notre Dame will play Sunday night against Miami in Miami, Hard Rock Stadium.
Carson Beck for the Hurricanes.
And C.J. Carr, Lloyd Carr's grandson, Carr, former coach of the Wolverines, his grandson will be the quarterback for Notre Dame. There's a lot going on this weekend. And of course, the Terps are playing Florida Atlantic. It's just a ton of games. Started last night, some tonight, a ton Saturday, two big games Sunday.
What's the line on the Terps game?
I mean, favored by 14.
Yeah, I was going to say 14 and a half, maybe. Something like that.
How'd you fare in the betting streets last night, Jason?
I hit a couple of parlays, moneyline parlays, but a lot of pending plays.
Okay.
Because I've got a bunch of games going this weekend.
Moved my son into his dorm yesterday. He's right next to the stadium. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten which one was Ellicott. So he's in Ellicott, literally spitting distance from the stadium. Very good. So
is he excited? Will he go to the games?
Yeah. He'll go to the games. Met a couple of roommates / suite mates.
Right.
People right around there. But yeah, he got hoard. Sixth floor. I had to go up and down those stairs like five and six times. Brutal. Never used the elevator once.
Yeah. I've been there, done that.
I was sweating so much. It was ridiculous.
And it wasn't even hot.
What's the biggest thing to bring up there?
I did it on days when it was like 90 plus degrees. Like real, like August, late August.
I was going to say, you got lucky with the temps.
Coming up next, Steve Zabin's going to join us. He's now in Milwaukee. He's been doing a show for years. Zabin Butch. With Steve Zabin and Brian Butch on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. We will get the Green Bay Packers' perspective on this monstrous deal in the NFL. Micah Parsons shipped from the Dallas Cowboys to the Green Bay Packers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Next. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our pal Steve Zabin. Zabin Butch on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee. They're probably quite happy about this Micah Parsons deal. What's up, Zabe?
Zabe.
What's up, Junkies? Zabe. Just laying out all the festive spreads and meats and cheeses and beer and wine.
when did we lose you, Zabe? When did we lose you? How many years ago?
Bro, you haven't lost me. I'm dormant for the moment. I kind of had dual citizenship until the name changed.
Right.
I was doing this show starting in 2019.
Right.
And then the name changed and things changed, and I just said, God bless. Right. I'm very happy, by the way, for all of my Commander fans.
Right.
And you guys and everyone else I know in media. Jaden Daniels is amazing.
Right.
And he already is terrifying me, Thursday night, the 11th.
Yeah, I'm coming. That's right around the corner.
Well, now I'm terrified.
I'm like, it is coming, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
When did you see this possibly happen? Because we started hearing about it, I guess, within the last 48 hours or so. I'm sure it's been brewing for longer. But when did you see this maybe happen?
And how did you find out? What was your gotcha moment that you found out the news?
Well, I mean, it was like I knew it was a possibility when I read that somebody's dog sitter's dentist's friend's neighbor claims they knew for sure that Micah Parsons was being traded. Like, it's so funny. There's so many like non-NFL reporters that actually had this thing. Mm-hmm. Who didn't have this thing? All the guys making $12 million a year. Schefter and Jay Glazer and everyone else. It just shows you that these high-priced reporters, they know what they're told to know by the agents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it. You know, when they don't want to tell them, they don't tell them. Mm-hmm. So I didn't believe it up until yesterday, but I was on the golf course, and then my buddy goes, yeah, check your when it happened. I'm right. Like, damn.
Right. Unbelievable. And so, what do you think of the haul?
I mean, I think it's a good trade. A good trade. I like the trade. I'm okay. The money is insane, but the money is the money. They'll make more. You know, it's the NFL. The picks, they're, you know, two first-rounders is not nothing. Kenny Clark doesn't suck, but he's not premium high leverage position. He's an inside guy, and he wasn't very good last year, but he played all year on an injury that required surgery right after the season. So it's in line with what you're going to pay. My biggest thing was I tweeted from the golf course without even looking at the rankings about this could make him a top 10, maybe top 5 defense, and people got all over me. They were already a top 10 defense and they list, like, they were 6th in yards and 7th in points or whatever. And my comeback was, well, every year is a new year. There's no guarantee you're going to be top 10 again. It depends on a lot of things. Because I kind of felt the whole year, I'm like, when was this defense actually turning teams inside out? So I went back and looked at every quarterback they played. And they played Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, who's like a quarterback that Netflix would, put in a role in a movie. Matt Stafford without Puka and without Cooper Kupp. They caught Brandon Allen for the Niners because Purdy was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
They caught Spencer Rattler, who stinks. And then the three division quarterbacks they faced, Goff, Darnold, and Williams, what do you think their combined completion percentage in 6 games was against the 70, Packers defense?
70%.
75%.
Wow.
and their passer rating was 107.6.
Mm.
So I know that Minnesota is, not, they don't have Darnold anymore, but they really believe in McCarthy. I'm just counting on the acumen of their coach, who's really good, and the scheme, and J.J. Jefferson. I'm like, or Justin Jefferson. I'm like, they didn't offer much resistance in the division, and they were third in the division. Mm-hmm. So if Parsons is worth two whole wins as a WAR, which I don't know how they calculate football mm-hmm. WAR, it's probably impossible, but that'd be a lot, two games. They're still in third in their division. Yeah. So I'm going to be a very unpopular guy in about 10 minutes because I'm going to point these things out. You know how it is in sports radio, boys. You never want to be the guy that points things out when everyone just wants to be giddy.
Yeah, right? Everybody just wants a cheerleader. Save, though, that quarterback run reminds me of the Commanders' last five games when they had Levis, Pickett, because Hurts was concussed, Rattler, who you mentioned, Penix, and then Lance.
Yeah,
that was the five game win streak.
Right, it matters a lot, and every year is different. So, I mean, Parsons is awesome. I know you guys don't need to be told that from mm-hmm. having to worry about him twice a year for the last 4 years. Excited for the acquisition. We'll see how it works out, though. I mean, it's funny because this is the kind of move that the Redskins under Snyder used to make. The big splash move. So, football, it's just complicated. It's a 53-man sport, and, things happen. But it's fun. It's fun to have a good, exciting player.
Overall, though, we were talking about the age question because the Commanders are the oldest team in the NFL. The Packers, the youngest team in the NFL. How good is this team overall? You get to see Jordan Love all the time. How good is he?
That's a great question. He's a 64% passer. He got thermonuclear for a month and a half at the end of 2 years ago, 2023, killed the Cowboys in Dallas in the playoffs. But I think the jury is still a little bit out. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of back foot throwing. There's a lot of risk taking. They still don't have a number one wide receiver. Someone said year three with quarterbacks is the truth telling year, and we'll find out in year three. I think he's good. I like how he operates. I like just his MO mm-hmm. about him. I think he's about the right stuff. So I'm not worried about him. I threw away the receipt, as I like to say, but I've done that for a lot of guys. I threw away the receipt on RG3, and that was stupid.
Hey, Zabe, you talked about the Packers not really having a true number one wideout. They tried to remedy that by drafting Matthew Golden out of Texas in the first round. And you have to be a little bit alarmed by Jaden Reed. Give us the latest on his injury status. Is he going to try to play through like a Jones fracture? Give us the update there.
Yeah, I saw a Jones fracture, and I'm like, I am not in the medical field, but right. I've heard that before, and it's bad.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, yeah, and he's like, well, a lot of times it's surgery, a lot of times it's 3 months, but he's going to try to play on it week one. I'm like, Jesus.
Yeah, not
okay.
great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not great. Also, by the way, he wears number 11, so I think it's probably too late to negotiate a deal to give that number to mm-hmm. Micah Parsons, but you know how those numbers things work. I don't know. He's huge. Golden, though, Golden really turned heads in camp. They really believe that Golden is going to be that dude.
The number one, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you the Packers fans are just going nuts, though, about this Parsons thing. We were kind of talking about the opening of the show, and look, I mean, people are kind of on both sides. Apparently, there are a bunch of Cowboys fans that are fine with it because they realized how much money it was going to cost to keep him. I mean, if you believe the reports back in the spring, I mean, Jerry was willing to pay Parsons, not what he's getting now, but they were going to pay him a lot of money. But
Lurch, we had a handshake deal.
Yeah.
We looked me in the eye.
Yeah.
Like, that's the craziest thing, that Jerry thinks that that's how modern NFL contracts operate.
Right.
Like, it's a lease on 50 acres in West Lubbock for some oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, dude, you got to go through the agents, for God's sakes.
Zabe, no, you got to run, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. But you know what? He could have gotten more if he'd done it in the spring. This last second thing,
yeah,
right. There was no bidding war. Mm-hmm. Nobody could adjust their draft based on if we make this trade and everything else. So,
mm-hmm.
All right, boys.
Have fun, man.
If you want to come up on the 11th, just call me.
Very good.
See
very
you later.
Good.
Nice.
Zabe and Butch.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Zabe.
He kicks off at 7 o'clock.
So is he living up there full time now?
I don't think. No, he's
no,
not.
No, no.
He, okay. He goes back and forth. Back
I
and forth.
See him in golf them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, yeah.
You see everybody in golf. When you go to golf, do you stay for like 2 hours?
Dude, they got so much nice gear.
You're not going to see our guy TJ Oshie there. He's moving to Minnesota.
No, you're not going
to
see TJ. But yeah. The Caps, a lot of the Caps go in there.
Oh, I'm
but
sure
Zabe
they do.
Goes in there all the time. Zabe was doing a podcast with mm-hmm. some of his buddies mm-hmm. in golf.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think he doesn't Buddy do the show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Ronas,
do
my boy John Ronas.
They still do it?
John Ronas is the head pro at Beacon Hill, and there's another guy that does it. I think they do. It's a golf podcast, obviously, and they do it from golfdom.
Yep.
Right.
Good spot.
In one of the hitting bays. I don't know where they do it. It's pretty funny, though. But, no, he's a good dude.
He is a good dude. But man, he's made.
That's exciting times, though, when you get a player like that.
Oh, dude.
You know, juice that you get when you had a player. I mean, we got that juice by drafting Jaden Daniels. But when you make that big splash trade, well, we had it with Debo. You know, when you make a trade for a name, well, Mike is a different level.
A superstar that you can pencil in for at least 12 or 13 sacks. That's just a defensive game wrecker.
You know, I feel like we're almost sleeping on Debo a little bit.
I think so.
Because there's so much drama with the Terry stuff. And, you know, we're still kind of fixated on Jaden, obviously, because he's the magic. But Debo's going to give us some of those plays that are just, you're going to have you just like pushing your kids.
Yes!
You know what I mean? Like, you're just going to be screaming in your living room.
Yes.
Well, hopefully that's the case. That's why they acquired him.
And, you know, a couple years ago, he was all pro, had absurd numbers, and it's tailed off a little bit. So maybe the expectations are down a little bit, but in this offense,
I don't even know what numbers he's going to get. It doesn't matter. Just a couple times a game, he's just going to be such an emotional lift.
Yeah.
It's just the type of player he is.
I just think it makes it so much easier for their offense.
Now, he tends to get a little off track when it comes to like personality, coachability. You know, sometimes he'll get into it a little bit with some of his players.
He's feisty.
You mean he'll choke a kicker every now and then?
Or like smack him in the helmet if he misses a field goal.
That was the long snapper.
Yeah. They got into it on the sideline.
What happened with that? Why was
the kicker had missed like three field goals?
So he started grilling him?
Yes.
Yeah. And then the long snapper came in to defend the kicker, and then he slapped the long snapper. Anyway.
Yeah.
But you'll take the good with the bad. I mean, he's going to make some big plays.
I think the irony is the kicker ended up hitting a game-winning field goal in that game.
He did,
But he had missed three before that.
Right.
But anyway.
So I heard a boots-on-the-ground report from somebody that I know and trust that Debo was out in public recently with B-Rob.
Yeah.
B-Rob was cool. Debo, not as cool as B-Rob.
Quieter. Let's just put it that way. A little quieter. Well,
kind of douchey.
Yeah.
He's aggressive.
Were the reports that I got.
He's aggressive.
Yeah.
Oh, people calling him fat left and right.
Well,
I saw him in person.
Jumped on that bandwagon.
I saw him in person. The thing is, not an ounce of him that looks fat.
Yeah.
He might be a little thicker than your average receiver, but he ain't fat.
That guy's tough to tackle, man.
Yep.
But I agree with you, Eric. He's going to have some big plays.
I just think we're kind of sleeping on him.
And I'm not sleeping on him.
I know you're
when
not.
When they made that trade,
him.
I said he's gonna be, if he's healthy, he's gonna be a factor. Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, we'll hit the skin. 7 o'clock. We do it every morning right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.